from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. An explosion has rocked the Turkish capital of Ankara Sunday, killing and wounding an unknown number of people, according to a senior security official. Gunfire was also heard after the explosions, while ambulances rushed to the area, according to officials. Smoke could be seen arising above the area. We'll bring you more details on this story as it becomes available. Witnesses in Ivory Coast say a hotel in the popular beach resort of Grand Bassam is under attack. One witness told the French news agency that heavily armed gunmen fired at guests at the hotel. There was no immediate information on casualties, as details of the incident are still coming in. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Sunday accused Syria of clearly trying to disrupt the U.N.-sponsored peace talks aimed at ending the 5-year civil war in the country by demanding that there be no discussion of removing President Bashar al-Assad from power. The top U.S. diplomat said that violence in the country has been hugely reduced by 80-90% since a cessation of hostilities was declared 2 weeks ago. Aerial bombardments must stop, Kerry said.
The Syrian people strongly support the cessation of hostilities because it has made their lives better. And to date, the single biggest violator of that, by allegation, is the Assad regime.
Kerry spoke after meeting with his British, French, German, and Italian counterpart Sunday in Paris about the Syrian crisis. The talks come a day before UN talks are set to begin in Geneva. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel prepared for a backlash at the polls Sunday over her migrant policy as Germans voted in 3 regional elections. The anti-immigration right-wing party, known as the Alternative for Germany, was expected to do well in the largest election since the country opened its doors to more than 1 million migrants last year. More than 12 million voters are expected to vote in the so-called Super Sunday polls. The election is seen as a referendum on Merkel's leadership. An insurgent group fighting alongside Afghanistan's Taliban has said it's ready to join political reconciliation talks with the Kabul government, despite being deeply skeptical about peace intentions of the other side. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani last week renewed his offer of negotiations to all insurgent groups in his bid to seek an end to the devastating war now in its 15th year. But in a statement released to the media on Sunday, the Hezb-e-Islami faction led by a fugitive Afghan warlord said it had accepted the government's offer and is prepared to participate in the talks. French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German wing's jetliner who crashed the planes in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before deliberately killing all 150 people on board. The findings of the BEA, that's the French authority responsible for safety investigations and civil aviation, were included in a report issued Sunday. The agency found that 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz had consulted several doctors about ongoing psychological issues. Arnaud Desjardins is with the French Air Accident Investigation Agency.
La réglementation européenne ne prévoit d'ailleurs pas de disposition particulière.
He says the European regulations don't provide any specific provisions to conduct these psychological evaluations for those pilots who've already had mental disorders or periods of depression in the past. So that brings us to the safety recommendation that the BEA recommends the conditions for follow-up that pilots with psychological troubles of any sort are established and be restricted to terms of duration for the medical certificate. Hundreds of thousands of Moroccans demonstrated to protest the UN chief's remarks about the contested Western Sahara territory. Morocco considers the region its southern provinces and took offense when the UN chief used the word occupation after a visit this month to refugees for the region's native Saroues in southern Algeria. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.